typical John fashion, I don't know exactly where this thing's going to go. But I thought it was interesting. I was just recording an art process slash instructional video. It's been a couple months since I started this whole thing, this series of how to make an abstract painting. And I did a lot of talking first of, like, these are the things you should consider. I applied the texture and gesso and talked about that. And I also just, like, I just did the video for, like, hey, I'm actually making it now. A couple months later, like, it's, I had a title in my head before, I had a feeling, I hadn't, you know, usually when I make a piece, it's, like, really immediate, like, I have a strong feeling, and I still have it when I go to make the piece, that's what I want to work on. So this time around, it was a little different, because I didn't have that same exact strong feeling. I felt like, I was like, okay, today's a good day, I've got time, it's been a while, it's been on my mind to do this piece. But it was kind of in a specific place. It was kind of this more melancholy thing. I was like, yeah, I think I'm there right now. I think I can do that. And then I started it, and it really shifted on me. But the thing I want to talk about, why this is a behind-the-curtain video, is because it wasn't just the fact that I was in a different place, and this is a very strange way of making a piece for me. It is the act of recording it and having to talk my way through what I was doing that changed things a lot for me, for sure. That's one of those things that at the very first videos that I took, there were sections that no one ever saw. When I was in Saskatoon and I got the GoPro, I was recording in art placement, and then I was recording on the drive from art placement to my mom's house. And during that drive home, which was less than 10 minutes, I had just caught myself so many times talking about how aware of the camera I was and how that changed my interactions. Like, yes, I'm talking to no one right now and I wouldn't normally do that. Or I'm talking to the camera and I normally wouldn't be just talking out loud if the camera wasn't there. But, like, I was just all of these things about, like, how I was talking, you know, with my volume or the words I was using or the fact that I was, like, feeling stupid or embarrassed because I messed up a word or, like, stuttered or, like, or those filler words, like, or whatever, right? So I was so hyper aware of it. And so that's one thing that's been fascinating me from day one, is just, like, how speaking to the camera is different than me just speaking in an inner dialogue, how it's different when I'm speaking to a friend or just another human being, period. Because it is very different from all those things. We've talked before a little bit about external processing, and I think that actually, maybe that's for another time. I think that would be, yeah, that's for another time. But it does have some influence here and what external processing is. And I think maybe I'll make another behind the curtain video soon and talk about that now that I have some deeper understanding of it. But I have talked about it in a vlog before. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting how it affected the painting, because I didn't stop and start to, like, set up a camera and stuff. I just had it on the helmet and whatever. Oh, and this is the piece back here. I don't really feel like touching it right now. Anyway, so I just thought it was really interesting that the fact that I was recording, I couldn't get into the zone, not just because I was recording, but because I was doing something instructional. So I was like, oh, we're going to do this, and then we're going to do that, and then we're going to do this. Objectively, the piece ended up okay, but it feels really weird to me. It feels a little off. I like it visually, like I said, objectively, without attaching a theme to it or a concept to it, but initially there was a concept and a feeling attached to it before I even started, and now I feel like it's only okay when it's detached from that. I just think, again, the act of recording and how I'm recording and the fact that I'm talking about what I'm doing changed what I was doing. It's like a metaphysics thing. I don't know. It's just one of those odd things I just noticed that I wanted to talk about, because it's just a really different piece for me. And I think a huge part of it was the fact that, like, I'm recording and I'm talking about it while I'm doing it. That took me out of the moment of actually creating it. It might have ended up a little weird anyway because of the waiting that I did. That's also, though, because of the vlog. Because of wanting to record it. That's why I didn't do it, like, earlier. I was like, I need a certain amount of time, I want to record it, whatever. It is the intention of creating a piece specifically as an instructional video is different than just when I've made art process videos that were just like, I'm just doing a painting and I'm recording it and that's it. I add some music to it, that's kind of all. I'm not explaining everything I do, I'm just painting. I can get into the zone there and I can create almost, it seems, the same way I would normally create if there was no audience at all. I feel like I'm aware of the fact that I'm wearing this thing on my head and I've got, you know, I'm aware while I'm painting that I'm wearing this, and this is what I look like in the studio when I'm painting, and then the GoPro sits right here. So I'm aware of that a little bit, and I'm aware of the fact that there's battery life, but other than that, it seems easier to just go, just to get in the zone and paint. That's, yeah, there's a lot of things that are just, I guess, interesting about it, about doing things like that. I find with biking, I'm less aware of it while I'm biking than when I'm painting, because I just kind of turn it on and I just go, and every once in a while, you know, I might turn it off if I'm taking a break or something, but I'm not, like, again, not having to record it, because I don't have to record it, but the act of recording it is changing the behavior, is changing the action, is changing the activity that I would normally be doing just because I'm recording. It's not as simple as just pressing record and going and doing whatever I was going to do. I am conscious and I am aware, and I've got to stop it. I think sometimes about, oh, I got to edit that out later. It takes me out of the moment a bit, which is, again, something I've addressed a little bit before. And especially when it comes to things like biking or painting, these are activities that I want to be so in the moment for. That's usually why I do them, because it helps me, like, my mental health. It helps me be super focused and present on what I'm doing, and I can't think about all the other things that may be stressing me out or whatever. It's a mindfulness activity, all those things I've said before that are true. So the fact that I'm recording it and that I'm conscious of that and being aware, and it changes what I'm doing. Like, I really feel like with biking, it doesn't change much. It's just doing this, just like pressing it on, pressing it off. I guess when I, like, it's just this weird thing of an awareness, because, I mean, people look at me differently. There was one time where on my birthday, when I was trying to do this one thing that I kind of, like, wrecked a little bit, and I was wearing the chest cam, and I was like, oh, no, I hope the camera's okay. I didn't say that, but I was thinking it, and so, yeah, it's weird, because it's an expensive piece of equipment, too. It makes me more aware of my body sometimes. Sometimes I kind of forget, like, that, oh, it's this high and whatever, and, like, I've when I've been painting, I've definitely leaned forward and, like, hit the camera on the painting or something. That's happened a couple of times. But, yeah, just the act of recording is changing the activity more than I thought it would. Sometimes I don't want to record or go live or anything while I paint something. I've definitely had that happen. When I ride, it's way less predictable as to what is going to happen, because I'm out in nature and there's animals, or I could crash. So I definitely wear the GoPro way more when I'm riding than when I'm painting. Because there's times where I'm painting, I'm like, I don't want to record this art process video. I just want to paint right now. Maybe it's because I've been in a slump or a funk or whatever. But yeah, it's all really interesting. Just how it changes my behavior. I don't do that much, like, public vlogging, because, I mean, then I would really... It's less interesting to me how it changes that behavior, because that's too obvious. Of, like, I'm in public, and normally I wouldn't be talking to myself like this, and be saying certain things, and whatever. If I'm interacting with someone else, you know, it's just that awareness of, like, someone's going to be watching this right now. Or, like, later on, someone has the potential to watch it. So it does change how I speak and what I do. Which is interesting, because the whole point of this is just to show you, I mean, to leave a record of me. And I guess that gets to the thing of, like, there's different versions of me depending on who I'm talking to and when I'm alone. And that's interesting. That's, to me, it's just like how, I mean, obviously we present ourselves to different people in different scenarios differently, and that's not that new of a concept, but having the camera and stuff, like, would there ever be a time that I could ignore it and be me when I'm alone? I feel like if it was like a Truman Show scenario or Ed TV or whatever, where it was like, oh, there's just cameras on you all the time. Let's say they were even invisible. Let's say you can't even see them. There's not people like filming. But let's just say that I eventually, would I ever forget that the cameras are there? Or would I ever get to a place where I just forget the cameras are there? Or what I think is most likely, that if I had cameras on me 24/7, I don't think I would revert back to being like solo John, like alone before cameras were on me. I think that I would just acclimate to, this is a new version of me with cameras on me all the time. I think that I think it would shift from the very beginning to the end. Let's say it was a year-long experiment or something. I think that it would shift and I would become more back to like solo John without cameras, but I don't think I'd ever be 100% there. I'd be aware of the time, I'd be aware that people are watching, I would change that behavior. I really think that's what would happen. Which, again, to me, for some reason, is fascinating. I don't know why.